Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hit.com.au.
Kingaroy Bacon Fest is on from the 24th to the 26th. And in celebration of sorts, what we thought we'd do is try and get Kevin Bacon on this show within 6 phone calls. They're having a Kevin Bacon Film Festival.
Yes, they are, which I'm so pumped for. I know that Kevin Bacon himself hates Footloose, but yep. I just want to clarify, I don't feel the same. I love it, and I will be there.
It's an iconic movie. There is no doubt about that at all. Now, there's an old-style game that people used to play. I don't know if they still do. It's the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can link any actor from any movie to Kevin Bacon within 6 moves or 6 movies. So we're making 6 phone calls or hoping to get Kevin Bacon on this show within 6 phone calls. Mm-hmm. That's our version of the game. Our first phone call was the other day to our LA-based Scoopla correspondent, Dean McCarthy.
Who was great, by the way. Yep. He gave us a lot of encouragement, gave us a lot of hot tips.
Yes.
Made me feel a little bit more positive about the process.
Well, it's time now for phone call number 2. And we're going to follow some of the tips, or at least one of the tips that he gave us. And that was to contact somebody at the firm who is, they're a management firm. They take care of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
So let's call the firm and see how far we get with organising a chat with actor Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, come on. I don't want my rep over in Hollywood to be damaged from a prank call. I can make it one day. It's not too late for me.
Okay, this is
the phone number has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
That doesn't count as a phone
does
call.
Does that count?
The phone number has
I hope not.
We get it. So aggressive.
The phone number has been disconnected.
One more. The William Morris Agency, who Dean McCarthy told us not to contact, but I'm going to give it a go and we'll see what happens.
WME.
Yes, hello. I was hoping to speak to somebody about getting in contact with actor Kevin Bacon. Who would be representing him?
I'm sorry, we don't accept unsolicited calls since this is a private booking agency.
Yes, so how do I then organise to make a solicited call?
Do you know his agent's name or...
Yes, Stacey from the firm.
Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not showing that that's his agent's name.
His manager's name?
Agent.
That works for you? No, I don't.
If you have someone less specific, like the name, I can connect you. I just can't connect you if you don't know who you're wanting to get in touch with.
Oh, okay. So in order to find, to get Kevin Bacon, an interview with Kevin Bacon, I have to find who his rep is with you guys?
Correct.
Right. How do I do that?
I'm sorry, I'm just an operator, so as soon as you know the name, then I can connect you.
Is there somebody that we can be connected with anyway to find out a little bit more?
I'm sorry, since I'm just an operator, I don't know how to connect you unless I have a name.
There's no overall managing person that you can put us through to find out what our next step is?
Correct. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
I thought we were in with a shot there. Then you went down the weirdo path, and I thought, oh,
how's that a weirdo path?
Oh, well, you know, it was just a bit weird, wasn't it?
No, well, it was.
It was a bit weird. She was freaking out. She's going, sorry, sir, I'm just an operator.
But how do you find out his rep's name without asking for...
It's not what you know, it's who you know?
That is a big, fat, dead end. No wonder we were told not to contact the William & Morris Agency. They are no help whatsoever.
Well, all we need is a name.
How do we get that?
The Googs. Google.
I did Google it. It's not there.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go from this. We're going to have to put our thinking caps on. We're going to have to find another way round to getting Kevin Bacon. Phone call number 2, an absolute bust.
You may remember.
Yes.
A little while ago, I lost someone really important to me.
Mm.
I even wrote a poem about it and sort of bared my heart on the radio. If you're not following, my fish Charlotte actually jumped down the sink.
Yeah, sure.
I went to feed her one day and she was gone.
Yep.
Tank next to the sink. It was obvious what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, I never found her on the floor while I was vacuuming. So it was definitely straight down the sink.
Down the sink. So she theoretically could have survived for quite a while being a fish and there's water down the sink.
She could still be out there.
She could.
She could be living in my sink.
She
eating
could be.
Pasta that
yes,
I shoved
whatever,
down there.
Whatever you shoved down the drain. That's correct.
However, you know, it may have seemed fake that I was so in love with this fish, but it's not. She came from Tamworth, where I was living, all the way up to Queensland in a coffee cup, right? We have bonded. I fed her. I looked after her so well. I was so attached to this stupid fighting fish that in the end betrayed me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've spent a little bit of time alone.
Yeah.
And now I'm feeling it. You know, I'm feeling that I don't have anything to care for, anything to love, and I want another pet. Do I want to directly replace Charlotte? No.
You don't want
I'll never get another fighting fish.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. Well, not for quite some time.
Yeah.
Because that's almost it's
too
creepy.
Soon. It's
like
it's too soon.
Dating someone with the same name straight after you break up.
Yeah, right. Similar. Well, it's not, but it's okay.
It is. I would never. I'm not getting another fighting fish.
All right.
I want, you know, something cool, something small. I live in a house where I'm not allowed to have a dog or cat, but I can have other pets, so small furry animals, things like that. And yesterday I thought, I'm going to go to the pet store.
Mm.
I'm going to try this out.
Yeah.
So I went in, I looked around, I saw a lizard that I really wanted, but I don't have one of those licenses yet, so I still might get the license.
Yeah, 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 but that's okay.
I wanted a guinea pig, but I used to have a guinea pig and I would only hold it wrapped in a tea towel because I hated touching it.
No, all right, you didn't like the feel of a guinea pig.
Oh, look, guinea pigs, they are cute, right?
Mm.
But they're, like, they're fake. Like, you look at them, they look, like, chubby and cute.
Yeah.
I think, again, they're not chubby at all. They're, like, bony,
it's
gross.
All fur.
Like
a
slinky with a head that eats. It's just gross, right?
Okay. And sorry to any guinea pig owners out there.
Oh, no, they're cute. Don't get me wrong, but you can't cuddle with them.
No.
And, you know, people asking me in the shops, are you okay? Are you all good? Can I help you out? Me, no. Ended up spending 40 minutes in the shop, freaking out that I was spending too much time there, and walking right out.
Walked out empty-handed, petless.
Because I need guidance. Yeah. I need someone to just say, Paris, this is the pet you need. This is what will make you happy.
All right.
Right.
13, 12, 16, can you offer Paris some guidance, please? What is a good pet for somebody who lives by themselves in an apartment? So Bianca's on the line on 13, 12, 16. What's your suggestion?
Two mice.
Oh, Bianca, do you have some mice?
Yeah.
Do you hold them? Are they nice? I'm a little bit scared of mice, if I'm being honest.
Well, they're actually really, really loving.
Mm. Oh, you know what, Bianca, coming from you, I feel like maybe I do need mice.
Now, do you have a boy and a girl mouse?
No, two girls.
Two girls. Yeah. It's probably a smart move.
Good idea, because mice have a lot of babies, don't
they?
So you just got to stick to two girls or two boys.
Two boys, yeah. All right, Bianca, that's a good idea. Thank you very much for that. We really do appreciate it. We'll move across to Brian now. Brian, what's your suggestion?
What about a little feathery friend, like a little hand-raised bird or a seal or something?
That is a good idea. I did look at the birds, right? What I was worried about, do you have a bird?
Yeah, I've got many.
Yeah, so what I was concerned about is that it might be a bit loud because I do live close to other people. What if it's a squawker and then I don't think
anyone really cares about a bird chirping as long as it's not a big gulp and cockatiel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you're right, actually. No one does care about a little bit of subtle, like, bird, like, tweet, tweet. In my mind.
You can teach it to talk. You know, cockatiels are great. I've got baby cockatiels I hand raise right now, and they're such loving, cute little birds, and they're great friends as they get older.
Teach it to sit on your shoulder. It would be a good idea.
It won't poop around my house, though, will it?
As any animal does, unless you train it. You know, I don't know how exactly to train a bird to poop at the right spot, but if you, you know, that's his cage area and he comes down to you, they normally fly away from you to poo. So you can teach it to fly back to you where he sits, then he'll poop there. So it shouldn't be a problem.
Fair enough. I'll try. Do you know what? If I get a bird and I can train it to not poop in my house, then maybe a bird is for me.
I think you asked a bit too much there.
Litter is a huge problem in not just this country, but pretty much every country around the world. There is rubbish everywhere. It can be quite disgusting.
Trash. You can't escape it.
What you find, though, is at your theme parks, there's little trash because they either employ people to just clean up after the messy ones, or they just put plenty of bins around.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, people, as a rule, put their rubbish in the bin. That's the right thing to do.
By the way, people who just drop their rubbish, you're pigs. Like, people who drop rubbish, throw it out the window.
Agreed. Agreed. Yuck. It's just not right.
Use the bin.
There is a theme park in France, though, that is trying something a little different when it comes to picking up rubbish. One of the main problems when it comes to rubbish is cigarette butts.
Yeah.
A lot of people just ditch them because they think, oh, it's nothing. It's just a little butt. It's the end of my smoke. I'm just going to ditch it, you know, instead of putting it in a rubbish bin.
Obviously pretty carefree if you're smoking darts anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they've done something a little different. They, at this theme park in France, they mm-hmm. have trained six birds, rooks. I don't know what kind of bird a rook actually is, but they've trained six birds, six of these things, to pick up cigarette butts and put them in the bin.
I love that idea.
Isn't it a fantastic idea?
Great. I mean, I do worry for the long-term health of these birds.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
oh, well, they're not smoking. They're not lighting them up. It's the end of a cigarette.
But if you're breathing in the residue of other people smoking, stuff like that, eventually it's going to get to you.
Yeah.
I mean, those birds, their lungs.
Maybe they've taught them not to pick them up with their beaks, but to pick them up with their claws. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, smart. Yeah.
Yeah, there are two options when it comes
hands.
To... Yeah, exactly. But I think that is a great idea, teaching birds to pick up rubbish. And in Australia, we have an untapped resource mm-hmm. when it comes to birds near bins, and that is the bin chicken.
Ah, the mighty ibis, if you are a bird connoisseur.
There are millions of them around Australia. They're called bin chickens for a reason. They're already at the bin. All we have to do is train them to take stuff with them to the bin, and there's a win.
And look, bin chickens aren't ugly. I don't know what a rook looks like, but yep. I feel like if we employ the bin chicken to become an actual bin chicken...
Yeah.
Probably be better looking as well.
I found this morning a list of 23 soul-crushing problems only left-handed people understand. I'm not going through all 23 of them, but apparently for lefties the struggle is real, and I don't understand it because I'm a righty.
Look, the only struggles that I accept is how they wipe things off of whiteboards.
Yes,
and
yeah, sure.
Scissors. Anything else? No.
All right, well, Nathan's called through on 13, 12, 16. Nathan, you're a lefty?
Yeah, mate.
Is the struggle real?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
the scissors is a joke. They need to make left-handed things with scissors.
Right, so you cannot use a pair of scissors properly?
Sorry?
Can you not use a pair of scissors properly?
No, I can't. I've got to use my right hand to use scissors.
Mm.
Yeah, see, the thing is...
I've got to adapt.
It's not that they don't have your left-handed scissors anywhere in the world. It's just that they're not generally
not readily available. How are you with can openers?
No, I don't like them things either. The little metal thing's on the wrong side.
Mm.
It's on the right-hand side, not the left-hand side.
Yeah, right. No, the struggle is real.
But
the
one good thing about being a left-hander...
Mm.
Is in a manual car, we can change gears better with the gear stick.
Yeah, true.
I take a bit of personal attack to that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a pretty good gear change, but you're right. I'll give you the one positive, only because of these apparent negatives that come with being a lefty.
Are you angry with the novelty mug situation where the handle is on the wrong side for you to enjoy the goodness of a novelty mug, whether it's a picture... on the front or something written on the inside?
No, because I use both hands for my coffee cup.
Yeah, right.
You're also a grown up.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
So you're probably not using too many novelty mugs, right, Nathan?
Yeah.
What about your friends giving you a hard time at school when you were writing funny and smudging all your work? Did that happen?
Yeah, like we got told we were writing upside down and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, well, I take it back. The struggle is apparently real. Nathan, thank you very much for the call.
Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.